This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
I told the boys here that I have some sweet AI images of you two, of you guys. How does it make you feel that in my spare time when I'm sitting at home, I'm creating artificial intelligence photographs of you guys?
I figured that's what you did all the time.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, you were right.
A little surprised that you're making a big deal out.
Here's what I want to know.
Obviously,
this AI picture that you pulled up on the stream last segment, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It looks just like Ryan. What I want to know is if Ryan did the same thing about Annie, if he would perhaps, you know, put a couple of extra additions in there to make it look not as good.
It's a good question. I can tell you exactly what I would do. I would take that image of Annie right there that's on the screen right now and add my beard. That's it.
We can do that.
Yeah, let's do that then.
This is
and then we
America,
put you in a carnival.
In a car? You want me to be a carny?
Yeah, the bearded lady. People would pay $2-3 a pop.
Wow, it's as much as I make here. Go ahead, you can hit it. Wiggins America, Wiggins.
Take your time.
Oh no, it was playing, but I didn't have it turned up. So you know, let's try it again.
Wiggins, oh Wiggins.
Great job,
Silky.
So
that's what
bad.
I do.
All right, this is the advice from a grandma for young parents everywhere. And I like all of these. Well, most of them. First one.
Does it say how old grandma is?
No, it doesn't say how old grandma is.
I kind of wonder if grandma is like a boomer grandma, a greatest generation grandma.
There's a picture of grandma in here, and grandma looks to be about 60, I'd say.
Okay.
Number one, use the books you were given at the baby showers. And make yourself write down not just the first couple words, but full conversations that you've had with your kids.
Gosh.
Especially when they're young.
Have your kids, do you remember when your kids were little and they would just say things that just, like you'd just double over laughing?
Yes.
Molly is in that phase. Four is a wild age.
It's great. Yeah. Three, four,
like,
five.
Is this like questions or is it just like realizations? What is it?
It could be anything.
And, observations.
And it happens so randomly, and they're just so funny. I actually used to write these down on Facebook and post them just so they come back to me every couple of years and I see them again.
Well, that's fun.
And usually with a picture from that era, even if it's not that day.
Sure.
It's a great idea. Now, this is a different version of that, but I've used socials for that for a long time.
She
I love
says,
it.
Write it in the books that you get from your baby showers?
Yeah, she's saying that. You know, you girls get books for the baby showers.
Like memory
journals.
Books?
Yeah.
Girls.
Journals and stuff like that. I don't know what a journal is. I'm just a boy. But But I, apparently that's a common thing.
You're the one in here who's most likely to journal.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
I actually did journal when I was younger, and then I look back on it now, and I'm like, lame. So I stopped. It's so stupid. Oh. But I don't get anything out of it. I look back and I go, what a dork. Number two, my friend and I have commented that time seems to be zipping by now that we're older. The older you are, the faster time goes. So when you're younger, spend as much time with your children as you can because that time with them is so precious.
Annie's laughing really hard.
Oh, is that funny? To me, that's good advice.
Annie's like can't breathe.
Did you just see like a turd joke
or
something
like
online?
Sounds like a teapot whistling. Oh, okay. Let's keep going.
Something really funny just happened, and I guess it was about spending time with your kids. That's the only thing I can assume. She's laughing so hard. Number three, tell me if this one's just as funny, talking to your kids.
That's even funnier.
A lesson I learned from my mother, this grandma says very sweetly. Tell them about your own childhood and mistakes you've made. Find humor in that?
I think that's really important. I think making sure your kids know that you're not some sort of like godlike figure, that you spend your whole childhood growing up and realizing your parents are just human, broken people.
Yeah.
Do you find it challenging finding that balance between able to have real and casual conversations and still parenting? Because I think a lot of parents in today's age think that they have to be friends with their kids in order to do that.
Huge mistake. You can't... When I think that it's easy to say, like, oh, don't be your kid's friend. People have an idea of what that is. I want... If you've heard that, if like you're going to be a new parent, or if your kids are getting old enough where you actually develop a relationship with them that's not just provider, being a parent, being a mom and a dad is so much beyond being a friend. Being a friend is a gigantic leap down from what you have to be as their parent.
That's a good analysis. I'm not here laughing about it. I'm taking it seriously.
Okay, please take that personally. I make a good point and you're offended. I mean, to be a parent, you have to love your kids so much that you will be willing to give them the truth that the world won't give them. And that could mean a whole bunch of things. So you have to be willing to protect them more than you want to protect your own life. There's really not, you know, there are very few people in your life that you love that much. Very few. That you would lay your life down unquestionably. Like, the thought of it being the other way around is like nauseating to think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think another indication of like a love that a parent has for their kid, and I think we're probably going to talk about this at 2:30 today, is when your kid begins to participate in something where they're in competition with or in public performance with, there's some sort of detachment that they have from you. They're gonna engage in something. Now, sports is obviously the thing that happens the most in my family, but it might be a music recital. It might be a solo performance. It might be a scholar bowl. It could be an art competition of some kind. But they have to go out there and be judged outside of what your love can protect them from. And then they have to know that when they face the real world, that they're always welcome back in that circle where your love surrounds them. But the love that you have for them, the compassion, the patience, all of that can't protect them from reality and the real world. And, you know, this is something that gets posted on social media or not, but it's like, as a parent, eventually you realize that your entire job is to create a human being that you love more than life that has to be able to live without you. And that is truly, emotionally, gut-wrenchingly devastating to realize. Are you there yet? I don't think you're there. Because you're gonna have, because that's a moment as a parent that takes your breath away. And I, you know, Charlie's 15. That is really close. He's 15, he's beyond 15 and a half. It's really close. And I have to realize that my job, my husband's job, is to ensure that he can exist outside of our supervision. He will always be able to come home. He will always be able to be home, but he has to be able to function outside of my prompting him with all the questions. Did you do your homework? Like, I really don't even want to have to ask him at 15, did you do your homework? But I certainly still will. He still needs to be able, he needs to work to the place where he doesn't need me anymore for the things that I don't know how I'm going to turn off. And it's kind of, it kind of needs to get to the point where he learns that I'm doing it because I love him, not because he needs it. And he will probably let me do some of those things because he loves me and knows that I, as a mom, need to do that. I think as an adult, like, I'm thinking about myself, that there are certain things that sometimes you need to let your parents do because it's an expression of their love for you. You don't need it. And I was always so defiantly independent that I didn't want any of that stuff because I wanted everybody to know that I can do it.
That's a tough thing for a kid to get, though.
And some kids get it sooner than later. Some kids think they have that independence way earlier than they really need it. Some people take a long time to get to that independence level. But it's that teenage time is such a difficult, it's difficult for both parties equally.
Something you said reminded me, my pastor said this once, and my pastor honestly is like the same age as me. So it's not like he's been through all of this differently. We're going through this the same time. He said, the thing that he was told as a parent that he needs to provide for his kid, and he said, I think this is probably true of every single kid. They want to know the answer to two questions. Am I loved? Do I have what it takes? That's the two things you can create in your kid that really nobody else can, or a mentor or a parent that's close like that can do. Am I loved? Do I have what it takes? Because one is safety, the other is confidence. The next one on the list is, if you're not able to afford a family vacation when your kids are young, that's okay. Some of the best times possible that you can enjoy with your kids and good conversation happens is on drives.
Yeah. The talk.
Any talk. Especially if it's one-on-one. It doesn't have to be. But a lot of good conversations happen in the car. And she's saying, make those things happen. I think she's also forgetting how hard it is to just have time to make those things happen. They're going to happen anyway. But that good talks happen in the car. Agree?
I would agree. Yeah, I think there's also something about being in close proximity to each other, but not having to look at each other in the eye that I think opens up a little more.
It's casual.
Comfortability. Got another one?
Yes, try not to get too distracted by things around you that you don't have time to take in the special moments your kids are experiencing. That one seems really obvious, and it's kind of the theme of the whole thing. I'll skip to the next one. Go to church together. Let them know that prayer is an essential part of everyday life.
Amen. Yeah. You know, this is one of the reasons why I find parochial education so important. Your kids go to a Christian school.
Yeah.
I never have to question what they're being exposed to at school. Now, if you go to a Lutheran school, you're going to still be exposed to things of a sinful world. But when you go to a Christian school and they have a biblical understanding of right versus wrong, and I always stress this when I'm talking to people, if they're asking me questions about Lutheran schools in the area or high schools, whatever, is there, you know, it's important to understand what's right and wrong. And I can make a case in many different instances with lots of different examples that schools and school districts don't always agree on what is right and what is wrong. And gray area, that what is up for grabs in right versus wrong is widely debated in today's culture. In a Lutheran school, I'm sure in a Catholic school as well. I can't speak to that. And I would say put your kid in a Catholic school if it's that or public, if those are your choices. My experience is Lutherans. But when you are looking at a clear understanding of right versus wrong, and then you add in the element of confession, which is essentially somebody saying, I messed up. I am sorry. That is followed in a Lutheran school with forgiveness. And forgiveness is the most powerful thing there is. Because you could get, you know, you're going to get in trouble in a public school. You do something wrong, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to go have a detention or a note's going to go home or whatever it might be. A suspension maybe. And then you go back into class. But that's it. There's no element of I'm sorry and I forgive you. And in addition to, for me, for our house, like, it is a sacrifice for us to send our kids to a Lutheran school. It is a financial sacrifice for, to do it. But it's the first dollar that I would sacrifice that comes into our house. I will work around that as much as I possibly can to make it a possibility for my kids. Because that faith foundation supersedes anything I can do as a parent. And they have to see you be in practice with it, too. It's not just about, it can't just be like, you do this. You pray before meals. You pray when you go to bed. You pray when you get up in the morning. I have to do it. My husband has to model it. It has to be something that they do because they see us modeling it, not because we direct them to do it. Any more?
There is a short handful left. You want me to go through them quickly here?
Yeah, just hit them.
Get to know their friends. Invite them over to your house for movies, pizza, whatever. To this day, and this is from the grandma here, I run into my children's friends and they all thank me for giving them a fun place to hang out and be safe.
Awesome.
This one's a hard one. If they confide in you, keep it to yourself, she says.
Yes, and don't break that confidence.
Last one, well, sort of last. Try not to live vicariously through your kids. Because they, if they have different interests than you, that's okay. And really the last one here is respect their privacy. Don't be afraid to intervene if they're having difficult moments and parent as you need to. But you also have to have a level of trust when they get to a certain age.
It's a very, the vicarious living thing is very important because they might even have the same interests as you, but they might not have the same skill set.
I would think vicarious living would be harder when they do have the same interests as you because they're out doing some of the things that maybe you're not doing as much anymore because they have the time.
If the the talent balance is not the same either.
Yeah.
It then if your kid's always living in a world of trying to live up to, that's a difficult place.
That's true.
That's a very difficult place. Your kid's always worried about failing you, and you can't set that tone. All right, Ethan Sports and Local, next on the Andy Fry Show. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Our YouTube live chat poll for today: do you intentionally use AI services, yes or no? You said before you wanted to see a picture of what?
You with my beard.
I got one.
Oh, God.
Is it just a beard or is it my beard?
You will have to be the judge of that when we get to, I'll do this in the last segment. So we'll probably, I'll put it up on the screen at 12:50 or at 2:50.
Okay.
And then you can articulate for the people what brilliance or lack of ChatGPT is capable of.
I don't really believe in computers, so
what if I make your beard look better than you make it look?
That's not that hard. I have a very average beard. My beard is a solid 5.
I like it.
Thank you.
I don't want to make your beard look better than you do. That's not a win for me.
Here's the problem. My face is beautiful, and I got an average beard. So it makes the beard kind of knock down a couple notches, you know?
Why do you have the beard?
Because I feel like I don't intimidate people so much, and I just like talking to people. If I don't have a beard, people don't even approach me. Like, oh my gosh.
Look at his beauty.
It's like Moses coming down from the
mountain.
Will
you please play Ethan's segment here?
Sure.
You're the one who has to do it.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah.
Here we go.
Get it done.
Hold up. Check it out. Sports and local.
With Mardi Gras 2025's number one bead collector, Ethan.
But 2025, that's fresh.
Yeah, that was just this year. Congratulations, by the way. I don't know that we acknowledged that yet.
Better late than never.
Yep.
What can I say? I'm a pretty upfront guy.
Yeah, definitely upfront.
Oh, God.
Sports and local.
How do you guys expect me to do anything after those? It's so not fair to me.
I have more expectations for you than this other guy.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and start off with probably the biggest news of the day in St. Louis. Sarah Russell, if you don't remember who that name is, she was the city emergency management commissioner. And she was the one that was basically all the responsibility for the shortcomings in the sirens not going off at the tornado a couple of months ago. She has now been fired.
Really one of the big questions was, where were the sirens? Why didn't they go off?
Yeah.
And they were in a meeting, a DEI meeting, wasn't it?
Actually, now that you say that, I think that's what it was. Because I remember thinking at the time, how much worse could this have been? That it was like dumbest reason possible for not doing your job to be in a meeting about diversifying your job so that you cannot do it.
I echo Kate's comment on our YouTube. How did that take so long?
So
it's been a minute.
She was placed on leave in May, less than a week after the tornado. Following that, though, I guess they had a follow-up investigative report that went down that was prepared by a local law firm. And I guess it sounds like they were waiting for that investigative report to finish up before. And some of the things that came from that, it looks like said that, or that they had known already, was that she was not in the SEMA office when the tornado touched down. Russell and the SEMA staff were instead attending a workshop at another downtown St. Louis location, which left them unable to activate the sirens from the office. A communications breakdown resulted in no one activating the sirens, so the sirens failed to sound. And then even if the sirens had been activated, the report noted many residents would not have even heard them.
This is totally different subject here, but government is so bad at doing this. If they, if somebody needs to be fired, they need to just be able to fire them. But we have all these checks and balances in place where it's like, well, yes, we know this person needs to be fired. We have them on tape doing something, you know, completely different situation. And we can't do anything, though. We have to put together an independent commission first. And the independent commission has to put together a report. And that report has to last at least 2 months. And then they bring it back to the council. And the council can finally have their say. And there needs to be a public hearing. And then there's a vote. It's so, everything takes so long with government. And anytime they add those laws, people think, oh, this will help. This will help protect people. And typically, it does nothing but just delay the inevitable because the same outcome happens.
Does the report say anything about what measures they've put into place to ensure that the next time that there is a threat, that it is going to be safe to live in the city of St. Louis?
Not that I'm seeing. It points out a couple of things. It points out that the design and the orientation of the city's siren equipment made it extremely difficult. It says, if not impossible, to fully activate the siren system during the storm. Ineffective testing protocols prevented city officials from learning about these deficiencies in advance of the storm. And then it later, I guess, Kara Spencer has made her initial reactions to it as well, calling them troubling. Also says, in quotations, I am not here to say anything other than what's in the report, that what's in the report has merit, you know, and we're moving forward. So it sounds like they're going to have some clarity in the upcoming days as to what some of those corrections are going to be.
Don't
like
they test these sirens? I mean, it's Tuesday, first Tuesday of the month, 10 a.m. like clockwork in my neighborhood. Is that not the case in the
I don't
city?
Know that that's the case everywhere. That used to be the case. Every city used to do that.
It is in St. Charles, I know, still. It also says that I guess there was a disciplinary hearing on Monday, and when that had concluded, they had 14 days up to that point to determine her fate. And today they made that official decision that Russell would no longer be working with the city of St. Louis.
Well, what do you have what her actual job title was?
She was the SEMA commissioner. She was the city emergency management commissioner.
So it would have been her responsibility to know that the sirens don't work.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's false blame.
There's on the surface, it looks like she was not where she needed to be to cause the sirens to go off to alert the people. It's bigger than that. Had she been there and engaged the siren system, it would have been inadequate.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Further St. Louis city news. Late last week, the city announced that they will officially be ending alley recycling due to ineffectiveness, rising costs. According to the mayor's office, many St. Louisans have experienced overflowing dumpsters in their alleys, and the city has struggled to run some of its recycling and trash routes as frequently as needed. Work hours previously dedicated to alley recycling will now be focused on trash collection, according to the city.
Great. Stamp of approval.
Well, you remember, and I don't know if this is entirely correlated, but you remember at near the end of Tashara Jones's run as the mayor of St. Louis, how that became a huge issue when there was really bad cold weather, there was a lot of ice, how trash just wasn't getting picked up. And yeah. I'm not sure if there's any sort of correlation between this and that, but it sounds like those issues had been continuing to a certain extent. So I think their hope is that there'll be more attention put on trash now, and they won't have to worry about this.
It's this little stuff like this that you read the news story and we go, okay. That gives me still optimism for Kara Spencer. Not the same party as me. I get it. We're Republican. She's Democrat. That's fine. But we're rooting for the city. I have not seen anything from her. I mean, she does some of the woke stuff. Like, she celebrates holidays and she makes diversity, equity, inclusion like centerpiece of things. That's like, whatever. Okay, fine. But as long as you're taking care of the business, the stuff that the government is there to do, that is a huge upgrade over the last few years in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see these kind of stories, even though they're not like exciting, sexy stories. That's still good.
You got one more?
Yeah, I got one more.
You can say no.
The St. Louis Zoo is taking in Mexican spider monkeys that were rescued from smugglers. A lighthearted story here. What'd you say?
It's lighthearted?
Well, it's lighthearted, Ryan, because there's more of your kind now in the city of St. Louis.
Spider monkeys?
That's why it's lighthearted.
Are you calling me a primate?
I'm calling you a spider monkey.
I'm calling you a beta mate.
The names of the four are Chico, Ozomatli,
that's very good.
Xochitl, and Chula. So if you want to go check out
when was the last time you went to the zoo, Ethan?
I went to the zoo this summer.
And?
I missed it.
We have such a great zoo.
We do. I love the penguin exhibit, and my wife and I were celebrating our one-year anniversary. We did a day in Forest Park, did a lot of walking around, Art Hill, all that. I was like, let's stop at the zoo. Let's go check out the penguins.
To me, it's not about the zoo itself. It's about the friends you make along the way.
Oh, gosh. All right. Let's take a break.
And in this case, the spider monkeys for you.
Ugh. All right. Quick break here. Coming up, we're going to get to the poll results at the end of the show. Do you intentionally use AI services? Yes or no? I'd be really curious what you use it for if you do use a ChatGPT, Grok, something else. People are saying right now that we are maybe a decade away from people not having to work at all.
Sweet.
I don't think so. I think there's some autonomy you lose. Don't you think? If the machines are in charge of everything?
If they could put the food in my mouth and I wouldn't have to chew it, though.
I want to know about your fantasies. All right, let's take a quick break. Go vote in the YouTube poll. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Came undone. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being with us this afternoon. So the poll for today is, do you intentionally use AI services, yes or no? Ethan, are you an AI guy?
I don't know if I'd go as far to saying I'm an AI guy. I have used it on the occasion for assistance with whether it be, you know, titles of podcasts or maybe, you know, a creative thing to say in a broadcast open or something like that. But I wouldn't say that I
didn't use
lean
it today,
on it super heavily. I did not.
You didn't use it for this segment, clearly.
Today. I did not.
I have been using it for ChatGPT. I've been using ChatGPT for a whole host of things like crazy. But I've learned. Look at that.
Wow.
You know it's you, right? So on my phone.
Look at my chin.
I have a Samsung Chiseled. Galaxy S maybe 4, 24 Ultra, something. I don't know. It's huge. And there's this thing where you could take any picture and go to the AI portion of it. And it will show, it lets you create like a sketch image of it, a comic image of it, and just an AI generated version. This is your AI version, Ethan. So you have to be on the YouTube to see it. But what do you think? Does that, when you, it looks like you, doesn't it?
It does look like me. Is this based
does it look
off?
Like your, it looks like a Pixar, it'd like you'd be your Pixar character.
Is yeah. this based off of the picture that's on the thumbnail?
Probably.
Is that what this is?
It's
okay.
off of photos that you, selfies that you took sitting in that chair okay. that one day when you sent me 40 yeah, selfies. When you,
yeah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, it does look a lot like me. I'm startled by how close it looks, even to like the chin having like.
Chiseled jaw?
No.
Yeah,
not
chiseled
that.
Jaw.
Having like the tiny facial hair compared to my cheek where like it disappears. Like that's the part that's tripping me up the most.
Do you like it or does it freak you out?
It freaks me out a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
He looks a little too.
I wish I was that good looking.
Noble and thoughtful.
What the hell does that mean?
That was a character judgment, not a picture judgment.
Well, take it for what it's worth.
I am.
Yeah, Ron says, not worth much.
Ron says that looks like a CGI Ethan ready to go hunt dragons in a new movie.
Dragons?
Yeah.
Yeah, except he's just wearing a hoodie and a hat.
That's what I wear. What is on the hat? That's what I want to know.
He's a really likable CGI Ethan ready to go hunt dragons in a new movie.
You're right. That does look like a version of Ethan from a Pixar movie.
Feels like my head is too big for what the rest of my body would be.
Were you standing with the ocean behind you there? Oh, look at this.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Here's Ryan's. This is a different one than we had up before. What do you think about that? This is a black and white one. I like it a lot. I think you look better here.
I do too. There's something the AI did that makes me just a little better looking.
Does it, I mean, do you see this and you're like, oh my gosh, that's cool. To know that there's an AI out there. I mean, all I did was take a photo that you had sent to me previously and.
Did I send a picture like this to you?
Yeah, this is the one where you're holding your book, but I cropped your book out of it.
Oh, I was on the couch.
Every time I'm like, Ryan, I need a headshot, he just sends me a picture of himself holding his book essentially in front of his face. I'm like, I'm not using that.
That's
do
right.
it again.
Ryan is a 5.5 in real life, I'd say. This is a 7.5 right
you,
here.
You
want to
hang
this
out
picture.
With this guy, don't you?
I do. This guy looks like his name would be Chad or Dan. Not Ryan.
I do also want to comment on the hat and the hoodie that you just kind of levied against.
Well, I was sitting on my couch at home, not standing, looking noble in front of a body of water.
Does it bother you that it's... I mean, if you saw that picture, you'd be like, that's me, right?
Yes.
You know that that's you.
But it is a version of you. It's not exact.
Is it worse when it's a better version of you? Would you rather?
Yeah. Yeah, it's worse because then you're like, uh-oh, not living up to my potential. AI clearly is doing better than me.
Do you want me to put that picture in AI and be like, make this ugly?
No. I don't want you to do that.
I will for the show.
Can you do that to you first?
Sure.
Okay.
I'd be happy to. Yeah.
Again, we do need to see my beard on you at some point.
Well, that's still coming. I ran pictures of me through this a bazillion times, and this is the only one that I thought even resembled me. I don't know if you think this looks like me or not.
You did that a while ago, didn't you?
Did what?
I thought I saw this picture a while back.
I might have put it on Facebook with my family pictures because we were screwing around with these with our kids and stuff like that, and this is the one I put up there.
That does look like you. But not exactly. I mean, what do you think? Because me and Ethan's looked a lot like us.
Of all the people who I ran through this thing on my phone, some of them immediately, it's like, oh my gosh, Ethan's was one of them. I saw him like, this is awesome. This is so great. I did Ethan's first because you had sent me all those photos. Because the daily thumbnail for the Andy Fry Show on YouTube every day, I have all of our pictures up there. But I wanted to add Ethan into it, so he sent me these pictures. You sent me so many, I was like, I'm going to mess around with this because I knew I wasn't going to ruin the photo.
You picked like the worst one, by the way.
I did not. You look great.
Well, I hate it.
And so this is the only one that I saw, and I thought to myself, if I'd have just seen that in the wild, I'd be like, is that me? So it looked close enough to my own eyeballs that it could possibly be me. There's something I think about my chunky cheeks and my smile that makes it look like me. I don't know. The hair and the hoops, probably too.
One of the commenters, Mad Scientist, says, that AI of Ryan looked like a clean, sympathetic person. That is judgment.
Was that like a distinction or?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, do I never look like that and this does?
I don't know. I feel like this type of AI stuff is so cool and I like to play with it, but this was just playing. There's no purpose or intent to this. You know, I have these photographs of all of us, and I did it with the show because I thought, I want to see what this is like. But the practical purpose of AI, what I've been utilizing more often, is talking about, like, what you can say, like, what are the steps to finance a construction loan to home build? And then it will walk you through all of those different things. And I know more about it after the fact. Like when I sat down last Friday with Stewie, I was like, I think I need to talk to a real person because I feel like I'm in a relationship with ChatGPT right now because I'm asking them all of these questions. I'm putting in numbers and finding out all the different details of how this can work. And I feel like it prepared me very much to go talk with humans about things. It's just kind of I've put in exact items of a recipe I'm putting in there and saying, like, how many calories per serving is this? How could I make this healthier? How could I increase the protein? How could I increase the fiber, limit the sugar? The added sugar, you might even say.
If a version of me ever contacts you asking for money, I would say err on the side of doing it.
And just do it. Just
it might
in case.
Be me.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be this guy. All right, let's take a quick break. Annie with Ryan's beard on the YouTube live next. Your results to today's YouTube poll. Do you intentionally use AI services? We'll give you those results in just a minute. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Lead story right now with Fox News. This is kind of interesting. Hillary Clinton slapped with ethics complaint targeting her law license over her role in the Russiagate scandal. All while this stuff is going on with trying to solve peace between Russia and Ukraine, the Russiagate hoax is simmering underneath all of it. Do you think any of the conversations between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump have anything to do with this, Ryan?
I think it's come up. I don't think it's center to the conversation, though. My guess is that because both of them went behind closed doors, it probably came up at some point. But I doubt it's any sort of meaningful part of it.
I don't think Donald Trump could help himself.
That's what I mean. Is it probably just sort of came out somewhere, but that wouldn't have had to do with any of the serious talks and negotiations, though.
Yeah. I really want to see a resolution in all of this, and it's going to have to happen, in my opinion, before Donald Trump's out of office. He needs to walk out of the Oval Office with an answer to that. It needs to be done. It needs to not be on anybody else. It doesn't need to be on J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio or Sarah Huckabee Sanders or whoever it might be. They don't need to be a part of this. It needs to be put to bed. With a resolution.
I think we're going to see something within the year because he is pushing hard to get this stuff done and quickly. A lot of people have been burned by nothing ever happens to these people. I get that. This is not that. This is Trump now in charge, and he is pushing hard to make sure this stuff gets done. And we can see the pace at which he's working. He's going fast. So I think we'll see it before the end of this year. All right, what are you smiling about now?
You looking at the stream?
Oh, now I am. Oh, my gosh.
AI can be friendly. You can have so much fun with it.
Now, it did a little something to my beard there, too. I don't know what's happening.
What do you think about that? So,
what's wrong with
the eyes? Ryan said in the middle of the show, Ryan said, I'd like to see you right there, the way you look on your camera right now with my beard. And so I just put it in.
That's horrifying.
I just like that you said, hey, give me a girl a beard. And then it also was like, how about if I make you cross-eyed?
I just took a screenshot of us
your
at the same time.
Your eyes are messed up too, Ryan.
I took a screenshot of ourselves while this was going on. And all I told ChatGPT was, put the beard from the guy on the left on the girl on the right.
It didn't really do that.
It sure did.
That's not my beard.
That is not his beard.
That's not even my beard on me.
It's like Santa Claus's beard.
There's something else going on there. It's close.
I look like Randy Quaid.
What is wrong with your eyes?
You do
look like Randy Quaid.
You look a lot like Randy Quaid.
All right, you alien a-holes.
Randy Quaid now. Not Randy Quaid famous.
Easy.
These are great. This is typical AI.
Yes.
This is just like, hey, why don't we also just add a finger to your hand?
People
for no
are
reason?
Like, what if we can't tell it's AI? I'm like, well, we got at least another 5 minutes before that's a problem.
My eye is both closed and you can see my eyeball through my eyelid somehow.
Let's get to the results. Oh my, let's get this off here. Give me a break.
Gee whiz. Okay, all right. Today's YouTube live chat poll. 238 votes. Do you intentionally use AI services? 63% say no, and 37% say yes.
I was a no, but after seeing that,
now you're in.
I'm like, this is the future of art.
This is how it starts. You're like, well, wait a second, what else can you do? And then pretty soon you're like, show me real amortization schedules and roof pitch. Oh, just all the things I'm doing at the home building. It's ridiculous. I feel like I've learned a lot, though. I don't know. I don't love that I'm doing it. I can say that, too. Stick around. The Mark Reardon Show's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.